Well, welcome to this month's edition of the Newport Hospital Hour of Health. And we have some exciting news to share today. We're actually breaking some news with our guests, Medical Director, Newport Hospital Total Joint Replacement Program, Dr. Valentin Antoci. Doctor, nice to have you with us.
Well, thank you for having us. It's really a pleasure and a privilege.
Well, I'm going to have you introduce our guest, Dr. El Othmani, because the spotlight really is on him.
That's true. So Dr. Othmani is joining us from Columbia in New York as the newest member to the Newport Total Joints Program. He's bringing really unique expertise, especially in MIS surgery, minimally invasive surgery, anterior hip replacement, and the newest, you know, member of the Newport Hospital, which is the ROSA robot. So Dr. Othmani is really an expert in the ROSA robot. He is trained through his career with the ROSA robot, and he really brings that unique expertise to Newport Hospital. We'll talk more about the ROSA separately, but you know, welcome Dr. Othmani.
Yes, welcome Dr. Mohamed El Othmani. Welcome to Newport Hospital.
Thank you, Bruce. Thank you, Dr. Antoci, for this very kind introduction. It's a pleasure to be part of the Total Joint Program here at Newport Hospital. It's a pleasure to join the group and kind of deliver the care that we aim to deliver for the people in Newport.
Well, let's start talking about the Total Joint Replacement Program, first of all. Dr. Antoci, describe exactly what that program is.
So the nice thing with the Newport Hospital is that we started this initiative of a total joint replacement program, which means we are really working towards a joint center of excellence. The great thing about a center of excellence is that everything that is done there, one, is really formulated along specific care pathways that are optimized for the patient. The second part to it is that, you know, we're working in a team mentality where everybody, you know, from the first day the patient meets the hospital to the last person out of the door has really, you know, incorporated specific pathways, specific programs, and specific kind of standards of care into that interaction. And ultimately, I think we will be the second total joint center formally certified by the JCO as a total joint center of excellence in Rhode Island.
Well, that is very exciting. I know that it is certainly becoming more commonplace to be looking at this due to a number of different reasons. Got a bulge in the baby boom population and everybody's starting to wear out. So it is really becoming something that a lot of people are taking a look at. And to be able to have a total joint replacement, particularly a total knee replacement, that's a major breakthrough around here, isn't it?
You know, the island has been always somewhat limited by the bridges. Rhode Islanders do not like crossing the bridges.
For sure. You know?
So it's always been very difficult. And I used to see a lot of patients that struggled in order to get their care. And some of them would travel as far as Boston to get some of the care. Well, now you don't have to cross the bridges. We bring not only expertise, but we bring technology and we bring, you know, unique training to Newport Hospital. I mean, think about it. We have currently three total joint surgeons that operate at Newport Hospital, and all of them are Ivy League trained. We have Dr. Stabler, who is a Brown graduate. I myself was trained in the Harvard system with the Massachusetts General Hospital in Brigham. And now we have Columbia on board too, so with Dr. Othmani. So you know, your expertise, you're getting world-class expertise right here on the island.
You sure are. Dr. Othmani, welcome again to Lifespan. Tell us a little bit about your background and what brought you to Lifespan and specifically Newport Hospital.
Thanks again, Bruce. So I cannot, strongly enough second what Dr. Antoci is saying. And I think this is, you know, beyond important at this level for people to understand the value that, you know, that the Lifespan system and Newport Hospital is bringing to the island. I'm someone who's traveled, who's been around. I did part of my training in Detroit. I'm coming originally from Beirut, Lebanon, where I grew up. I spent some time in the Midwest, sometimes on the East Coast in New York, and as Dr. Antoci mentioned, with at Columbia. And here I am in Newport, in Rhode Island, being around the block, being around the, you know, different places, different countries, different health system, big institutions, big hospitals, and seeing what's kind of being established here at Newport is actually amazing. Seeing the level of care being provided, being able to be part of a team that is doing things at a really high level, is actually phenomenal here in a very small, you know, very small piece of land, if I want to say, which is a small island, right? Like, and isolated by bridges, as I'm learning here in Rhode Island, as, you know, people apparently don't like to cross bridges. But the nice thing is, you know, we're bringing the expertise. We cross the bridge, so, you know, patients don't have to do that. We can deliver the high care and high quality care here in, at the island. You know, I come from a background of different training. I kind of, you know, been trained in robotics throughout my training and my career so far. I've been exposed to different or variable types of robots, which kind of, you know, was a nice background for us to pick this specific robot. You know, once you get exposure to different systems, you understand the pros and cons with each system, which led us to, you know, to a very well educated, I would say, decision with the system we picked for Newport Hospital.
Well, that's really the exciting news within the exciting news here that we're unveiling on today's Newport Hospital Hour of Health, that Newport is the only hospital in Lifespan System now to deploy a total knee replacement robot, and it is called the ROSA robot, and we're going to spend a lot of time talking about that today. Now, Dr. Almani, you have experience in robotics. We have heard a lot about how much of a breakthrough this is on so many levels. So many procedures and surgeries just become so much more effective, and the outcome is just so much more solid when we have the assistance of robotics. So this is really, really quite something in the evolution of the joint replacement and in knee replacement. And it's got to be great news for people who are looking at this kind of a procedure.
Yeah, absolutely, Bruce. And again, like I think the value of robotics is giving us information and giving us more data so we can do the things that we usually do in a more educated way and in a more precise way. So we can, you know, deliver the procedure and have hope for outcomes at a more predictable and reproducible way. Robotics give us that ability. It doesn't mean that, you know, before robotics we weren't able to do that, but now we can be more predictable and we can minimize the outliers. So that way we can guarantee to the best extent, right? Like, there's no guarantees at the end of the day, but to our best extent and capacity, we can guarantee that, you know, we are able to deliver the plan that we are designing for the patient. We can speak, you know, in details about what kind of what robotics adds to the equation, but and you know, from the big picture perspective, it's just one more tool that adds to the precision of what we do during the surgery.
It's very exciting, and we'll have more details in just a moment, but the announcement is the one that we're making today. ROSA has come to Newport Hospital, the total knee replacement robot, and we'll meet ROSA and hear more about this breakthrough with our panel today, Dr. Valentin Antochi, Medical Director, Newport Hospital Total Joint Replacement Program, and Dr. Mohanad Othmani, Orthopedic Surgeon, Lifespan Orthopedic Institute at Newport Hospital, on today's Newport Hospital Hour of Health. It's the Newport Hospital Hour of Health. We have some exciting news to share today. We're talking about the big announcement of robotic knee replacement surgery with ROSA the robot coming to Newport Hospital. I don't mean to make it sound Jetson-like doctors, but Dr. Valentin Antochi and Dr. Mohanad Othmani with us today with this exciting news. And it is exciting news, isn't it?
Yeah, I think totally is. Technology and robotics and navigation has always been part of orthopedics, and it's not necessarily something new to orthopedics, but it is new to us in Newport Hospital right now. And the ROSA robot is especially great because, to me at least, it is probably more advanced in terms of the technological game that it brings to the table. I have spent, you know, the last 20 years trying to become an orthopedic surgeon that is, you know, developed a good skill set to do a knee replacement or a hip replacement. And a lot of the robotic systems that have been on the market so far have really tried to take away from my expertise and involve a robotic arm to do the joint replacement. The nice thing with the ROSA is that it really becomes a tool in your hands while you are still the one doing the surgery. It doesn't take, the knife and the saw and the typical surgeon tools. I often compare it to the Palm Pilot versus, the modern, iPhone or Samsung devices. You don't need a stylus to do the surgery. You're using, your own hands to really like do a lot of part of that. And I think that is important. Technology is ultimately, what drives precision, what drives possibly better outcomes, what really drives us forward in terms of what we do. And I'll defer to Dr. Othmani to really go into more detail regarding it.
Thank you, Dr. Antochi. That's a great description. And I'm actually going to build up on the comparison that you gave to kind of give a better picture for our listeners. So robotics, first thing first to highlight is the robot is not doing the surgery, right? The surgeon is still doing the surgery. Dr. Antochi mentioned how much time he spent training. I can add the time I spent training, and we can talk about Dr. Staber's times training. We all train to become surgeons, to do our best and to learn, the tricks and tips of the craft, let's say. But at the end of the day, we would like to have technology that assists us in doing what we do. So let me kind of go back to the example and give, I like to kind of compare it more to, GPS navigation or, like some sort of map navigation. And navigation is a keyword here. If you look at the history of how robotics came and the progression, historic progression of robotics, it started initially with navigation systems. And they were literally called navigation systems because they used to be older tools that introduced sort of technology to the procedure to allow surgeons to have a better assessment of where they're putting the implants. At the end of the day, what we're trying to achieve is putting the implants that we want to put in a knee replacement in an appropriate position that guarantees or at least, increases the chances of longevity of the implant and the satisfaction and, return of function for the patient. So navigation came about, and that was kind of, the breakthrough in technology back then. And robotics kind of was a next step to technology. So it was one step ahead, more advancement to the technology. They added, fancier screens, bigger sensors, more details to the navigation system. But at the end of the day, we're still trying to do the same thing. So I'm going to go back to my comparison with navigation systems, right? I don't know, 50, 60 years ago, we used to use paper maps to get from point A to point B, right? Point A is known, point B is still known. If you don't know your point B, you're going to get lost regardless if you're using a map, if you're using a GPS system, it doesn't matter. You still need to identify your point B. And this is where the surgeon come in and has a plan that is pre-designed, predetermined, or determined with the help of the robot. And that's the point B that we try to get to. We used to use, the old maps, kind of try to follow a path, follow a plan, and basically go through that map to get to point B. Nowadays, we have our GPS, we put in either the point B or our target and the GPS, and we can follow that map. Even if you're new to the area, ask me all about it. I'm new to Rhode Island, I'm using it all day long. But it doesn't mean that someone who's been using the same path and the same, road every single day for the last 10, 15 years cannot find their path and get from point A to point B without a map, without a GPS, right? The difference is with the GPS nowadays, when we use the GPS, we can get more information in terms of traffic. We can get more information in terms of road closures, different information that might change the path that we take and will lead thus eventually to point B, but through a different path. Robotics is exactly the same way, at least how I think about it. We still know how to put an implant in. We still know how to do a knee replacement. But the difference is nowadays with robotics, instead of using the manual old traditional ways, which take us from point A to point B, and we still get to the target, we can get to point B using different methods, different technology, or different approach to the knee that is a little bit more personalized to the patient. So nowadays, with the assistance of the robot, we have more information during the surgery. We have all these sensors and the fancy computers that are basically with us during the surgery. We're still performing the surgery. We are assessing patient-specific information during the surgery to be able to, again, design our plan, get to point B, but get to it from possibly different way, putting the implant in a little bit different position than what we used to do. But again, at the end of the day, we are still getting to point B. Robotics is just another way to get more information, get more details during the surgery in hopes that when we do that procedure and we get to point B, we are maximizing or optimizing the potential of the implant longevity, patient satisfaction, and return function.
So it becomes really, and you've answered the questions that I had before I asked them, so that's tremendous. The explanation between a map and a GPS is perfect because, as you point out, the added layer of intuitiveness of the GPS is really what makes a huge difference, and it sounds like Rosa has that level of intuitiveness. How does it get to that point, though, Doctor, in terms of knowing the difference between my knee and my physiology as opposed to the person that had this done last week?
Great question, Bruce. I like the terminology of robotic-assisted surgery rather than robotic surgery, right? Because that kind of represents the technology aspect in a better way. Again, I want to stress the fact that the robot is not doing the surgery, and that's, the plan is still designed and executed by the surgeon with the assistant of the robot. The difference is with ROSA, nowadays we used to rely mostly on one of two factors. We used to rely either on the bony anatomy of the patient or on the ligament tension of the patient to basically place our knee replacement. Nowadays, we can assess both in the surgery, get real-time data down to the 1 millimeter, to the 1 degree, even 0.5 millimeter. With ROSA, we can do that. When we basically do the exposure, do the approach, get down to the knee and start basically assessing the knee, we teach the robot the different points in the knee so it learns the anatomy of that specific patient. And the next step is basically to assess the balance or the tension of the ligaments in that specific knee. Each of us has a different anatomy. Each of us has a different ligamentous tension, especially with the different diseases that we deal with. When we talk about osteoarthritis, the different stages of osteoarthritis, different patients have different type of ligament balance, ligament tension. We can teach all that information to the robot real time during the surgery. And this is the beauty of ROSA. Once all that information is inputted in the system and basically we teach it to the robot, then we look at all that information and plan where we want to put our implant to end up with a well-balanced knee that fits that specific patient. So it's not even just like the patient who had it last week. If we're doing two knees back to back, those knees are going to be completely different. They're going to be planned differently. They're going to be, you know, positioned differently, just basically to meet that specific anatomy of the patient.
That is so reassuring. And when we think about the latest technology, sometimes there's a little bit of hesitation. You know, we want the latest. We want the latest technique. We want to know that someone like yourself, Dr. Othmani, is going to be up on the very, very latest and that we're going to benefit by that. But it really makes so much sense that this intelligence is going to be brought to bear, that it's going to be able to tell the differences, the little nuances that make each of us unique. And it's got to be tremendously reassuring. We'll talk more just ahead. We're talking about Newport Hospital, the only hospital in Lifespan System to have a total knee replacement robot. It's called ROSA. And Dr. Mohaned El Othmani and Dr. Valentin Antochi are here to tell us the great news today. Dr. Antochi is the medical director, Newport Hospital Total Joint Replacement Program. Dr. Othmani, new to Newport Hospital and Lifespan, orthopedic surgeon, Lifespan Orthopedic Institute at Newport Hospital. And it's the Newport Hospital Hour of Health here on FM 101.1 and AM 1540. Welcome back. It's the Newport Hospital Hour of Health, the first Thursday of the month in this hour, and we have exciting news to tell about today. We're talking about total knee replacement, robotic assist knee replacement surgery, with our panel today, Dr. Valentin Antochi and Dr. Mohaned El Othmani from Newport Hospital and the Lifespan Orthopedic and Total Joint Replacement Program. So, doctors, how would someone know when it is time for a knee replacement?
Bruce, has your knee ever hurt you?
All the time.
Exactly. And the weather outside, you know, is getting fall, it's getting cold, it's getting rainy. I wake up in the morning and sometimes I really need 5 minutes to get going. I got to stretch my back, which is like stiff and sore, my knees. Interestingly, I have a personal thing with knee injuries and knee problems, and I've considered surgery in the past. Last year, I was supposed to run the New York Marathon and literally got to 20 miles in training, 2 weeks before the marathon, my knee just exploded. I literally ended up sitting on the curb and just like staring at my hands for an hour.
Oh my goodness.
Before I limped back home. A lot of my partners actually told me I should get surgery. I looked at the imaging. It looked pretty bad. But ultimately, I managed to rehab and get going. And that's some of the advice that I have for patients with knee pain, knee injuries, and ultimately that are looking at a knee replacement. We are always happy to listen, to take a look. I think if your knee has been hurting for weeks to months, I think if it's really nagging, it's deep pain, it's stopping you from doing things, come on and get checked in. Ultimately, you may have arthritis, or you may just have patellofemoral disease, or a ligamentous injury, or this injury, or other type of pathology. But that's exactly where our expertise comes in terms of trying to address it. And ultimately, I usually, you know, we'll take them through a long pathway of different, you know, tests and different treatments in order to kind of, you know, before we make a decision. Let's see what Dr. Manis thinks in terms of what is your specific protocol in terms of indicating ultimately surgery at some point.
Yeah, no, I love it. I love the example. I think that's absolutely on point. And in Dr. Antochi's case, it was running a marathon, right? In my case, it might be hiking or going on a trip. In someone else's cases, it could be riding their bike. The key here, and you're going to hear me saying this all over again, movement is life, right? The older we get, older doesn't mean like 80s and 90s, right? Older as in anything beyond 30 in my mind.
Yes.
The older we get, the more important and critical it is to stay active. From my perspective, and again, just to echo what Dr. Antochi is saying, and second, basically every point he mentioned, if your knee is in the way of your activity level, if it's in the way of you doing the things you enjoy and like to do every day in your life, it doesn't have to be every day, whatever level of activity it is, you need to get it checked, right? Because we don't want that to be the reason of your health to deteriorate. When we deal with, you know, people who are not as active, we see kind of the impact on their health, on their life. We like to say this, that knee replacement and knee injuries are, or musculoskeletal injuries in general, are, you know, more related to quality of life, right? You know, like at worst, you're going to stop your tennis, or, you know, don't go on your golf trip anymore. And that's fine. You can live like that, right? No one's going to die from their knee arthritis. Well, I'm going to, you know, like a little bit oppose that anyway, just to get people to think about this stuff. When you become less active, one, you're wasting, in my mind, years of your life. If you enjoy to do some aspect or some activity, now you can't do it because of an injury or because of a disease or something that can be handled. Two, your activity level is going to be less, then your health in general is going to get worse. We know that, you know, the activity level affects your heart function, your lungs, your general health status. We look at things beyond the knee, beyond the joint. We're joint surgeons. We love to do, you know, what we do on a day in, day out basis to take care of joints. But the ultimate goal is to take care of the general health of the patient. The ultimate goal is to get you back on your feet and to do whatever activities you love to do. Is it running, jogging, biking, swimming, whatever it is, this is the target of treatment. To get to that point, treatment doesn't always involve surgery and doesn't start with surgery. It could be something as simple as getting physical active, a therapy, go back to exercising, muscle strengthening, range of motion, and that type of stuff. It could be taking some medication for a short duration of time. There's a lot of interventions that we can do to get you back on your feet and get you back to the activities you like to do. But ultimately, if all that fails, surgery is always an option. There's a big, you know, like misconception. I don't want to call it a misconception, but a perception of surgery among people that it's a big thing. You know, people try to avoid surgery to offset it as much as they can, you know, buy years before getting the surgery, you know, like let me buy 5 years with my knee. Well, if your current knee is not active or it's not delivering that level of activity that you like it to deliver, then there's no benefit in living with that knee for 5 more years, right? So the thing is to stay active. Whatever we need to do to get you back to the activity level, I think is the key component. So whenever the knee or hip or whatever, you know, joint or musculoskeletal reason condition affects an activity level, that's when I agree with Dr. Antonio, you should get it checked. And based on that assessment, we can design a plan that is personalized to your goals and the targets and expectations and eventually get you there. Was it with or without surgery?
Well, there you go. And, you know, that is great news because those of us who spent a lifetime running and have the clicks and clacks and the stiffness and everything else to show for it, you know, we keep seeing, particularly as friends and acquaintances find that they are in line for these types of extreme measures, you know, you say, well, is this what I'm looking at? But you said it exactly right. Get yourself checked in, because you may not need the full treatment. But if it is, and if it is something that you need, you're going to just feel so much better because of this advance that is available to you. But that is great advice. Just get yourself checked in. And where would we go at this juncture here, doctors? Where's a great place to go to find out more and to get ourselves checked in?
So we have a combination of offices. University of Orthopedics has partnered with Newport Hospital in order to provide orthopedic care at Newport Hospital. As part of this partnership, we have really made a great effort in order to get every specialist possible, not just total joints. We have 3 total joint surgeons. We have 2 sports surgeons. We have a hand surgeon. We have a spine surgeon. All of them are trying to provide orthopedic care. So that should really decrease the anxiety for patients who think like, oh my gosh, I'm afraid to go to the doctor because they're going to tell me bad news. That's not necessary. We're happy to see anybody, anytime. We have offices in Middletown. We have offices at Newport Hospital. I'm currently, and Dr. Othmani is seeing patients at Newport Hospital. Dr. Stabler seeing them in Middletown. We have also have offices off the island. So is Greenwich, Portsmouth, East Providence are all locations that we are happy to connect with these patients. Plus, we also the group that covers all the emergency departments within the lifespan system. So guess what? If you have a knee injury and you're seen at a Newport Hospital in the emergency department, they will likely call me and I will take care of you, or Dr. Othmani, or Dr. Stabler, or Dr. Marr, or any of the University of Orthopedics providers.
More in a minute on today's Newport Hospital Hour of Health. Welcome back. It's the Newport Hospital Hour of Health, the first Thursday of the month in this hour, and we have exciting news to tell about today. We're talking about total knee replacement, robotic assist knee replacement surgery, with our panel today, Dr. Valentin Antochi and Dr. Mohaned El Othmani.
You know, personalized and centered around the patient is not centered around the surgeon or the hospital or the robot or any of that. It's centered around the patient, because we know that each patient is special and is different. That means also that the recovery is special and is different. So each patient depends on the degree of activity they had before the surgery, depends on how active they were, depends on how bad the disease was, and depends on, you know, the different factors during the surgery. There's a lot of variables. I like to, you know, use this notion of known unknowns and unknown unknowns, you know, just kind of, you know, word jargon to say that there's a lot of things that we know of and we can control, and we do our best to control. There's a lot of things that we don't really know of and we can't control. But regardless of all that, the recovery is going to be different for each patient. I don't want patients to, you know, look at their neighbors and say, oh, my neighbor took 6 months to get back to walking. I'm going to have the same expectation after any placement. Well, no. And even if your neighbor had like 2 weeks and they're back to running, it doesn't mean that you're going to get the same. Even if you go to the same surgeon on the same day at the same time using the same implant, your outcome is going to be different. What dictates the outcome is going to be how much, you know, you put into it, how much activity we have, how functional we stay, and, you know, and listening basically to the indications and the recommendations from the surgeon, the physical therapist, and, you know, every single person who is involved in your care. We have expectations. We expect that the recovery is going to be, we usually say, within 2 to 3 months, going back to 100% of, you know, your activity level. But again, it doesn't mean everyone falls within that. Some people go earlier, some people kind of take a little bit more time, and it's absolutely fine. Because again, we stress the fact that each patient is special, so we don't expect, you know, everyone to follow the same exact recovery pathway.
So as the individual is totally unique and has totally different needs, and one size does not fit all, the treatment, the plan is, of course, customized and is something that is definitely as individual as each of our knees are. So it's so important. Where are you located?
So we are located in Newport Hospital. Our office, we have multiple offices in Newport. We have an office in Middletown. We have an office in the hospital. We partnered with, you know, Lifespan Newport to have an office in the building, just basically just by the hospital. Again, we're trying to make this the easiest possible for the patients and easy accessible locations. But again, we're all over in Rhode Island. You know, we have offices everywhere, as Dr. Antolci mentioned, from East Greenwich to Providence to East Providence, even down all the way down to Westerly, Rhode Island. We can be reached, Universal Orthopedic can be reached through the number that Bruce will share towards the end. We, again, as we mentioned earlier, we're more than happy to take a look if there's anything that doesn't feel right, and we will work with the patient to develop a plan that meets that expectations. Going back real quick to the robotics, Bruce, just to talk really quickly, because, you know, we want to make sure that people understand what's the added value of Rosa and the robot that we're bringing in. Pros and cons to everything in life. There's not really a lot of limitations. There's not really a lot of, you know, added limitations for the robot itself. It doesn't really have major contraindication. In general, we like to say that anyone who's a candidate for a knee replacement should be or is mostly a candidate for robotic knee replacement. But again, this is something that is a decision that goes back to the surgeon. There's very, again, going back to the, you know, the overarching theme today that, you know, every patient is special. Your surgeon will determine if that's a good option for you or not based on the specifics that are, you know, very specific to your case. The added benefit, as we said, is kind of getting that accuracy, getting that personalized type of implant positioning. Some downside is, you know, we need to put in more sensors to be able to assess the knee and the stability and the ligament extension and all that stuff. So we might need to do a couple small incisions in addition to the incision that we do for a knee replacement. But that's kind of mainly it. Again, when we measure the risk benefit equation, the risk is outweighed by the benefit that the robot delivers, and it's definitely worth it to be considered at least whenever possible.
Well, it is tremendously exciting. We're so glad to be able to unveil the total joint replacement program using ROSA, and it is the only ROSA in the state other than at the VA, and Newport is the only hospital in Lifespan System to have a total knee replacement robot. And you can find out more and see if it's right for you by getting in touch with the team at the Newport Hospital Total Joint Replacement Program, Dr. Antolci, Dr. Elothmani, the other docs on the staff. Here's a number for you to call, 401-457-1500, to find out more about the total joint replacement program, 401-457-1500. Dr. Antolci, Dr. Othmani, such a pleasure to have you with us, and thanks for breaking this great news with us today.
Thank you so much. It's really a privilege to be here, and I'm really happy about the process as well as the new innovations at Newport Hospital. Patients don't have to cross bridges anymore. We're really providing Ivy League world-class care with high technology and robotics right at Newport Hospital.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you very, very much for being with us, doctors. And we get it said every month at this time here in the Newport Hospital Hour of Health.